T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We look at a little Cats action tonight. Taking on the Philadelphia Flyers. I feel it tonight, Leroy. Our boy Bob's going to shut that ass down. All right. I'm not worried. I'm tired of this nonsense. All the Bob slander on this. It's our boy. All right. He was all over the place that third period against the Rangers. Got that DuPont.
What?
DuPont. He's going to be all over tonight.
That's right in my wife's wheelhouse, by the way.
I'm sure it is. By the way, it doesn't sound like him and Quinville talk very much. I was reading this. So there's this really good piece if you guys go to. But by the way, NHL, like ESPN, could you put the NHL like on the top bracket for your website? Do I really have to go to the .. page to go search it under the menu? It's so disrespectful. Like, come on, man. But I go and I read this piece on Quinville. You know, and it's a very good piece. It's a very good piece talking about him changing the culture, the young guys, his feel for everything. And he just got his 900th win and all that stuff. But, like, you know, he's asked about how Bobrovsky has handled this season because, it's been hard times this year, man. It's been hard times for Bob. He's statistically had one of his worst years. And they paid him a lot of money. They paid him a lot of money, as far as $70 million to the tune of that.
Right.
And they need him to kind of be that final piece to get them over the top. It goes, the Panthers' offense is clicking. They're fifth in the league by 3.55 goals per game. But despite that, Quinville's making improvements with the signature defensive system, which predicates on simplicity. The blue line could clean things up a bit. That said, the Panthers are by far... The Panthers have made it this far by getting subpar goaltending by their $70 million man, Sergei Bobrovsky. Charting Hockey puts Bobrovsky's goal save above average at -12.66, the worst mark in the league. I think we read last week that his save percentage was 48 out of 50 qualifying goalies. So it's been hard times.
Wow. There's only 30 teams, right?
Yeah, but, you know, I got backup goalies, too.
Which is, again... That's like being if you're starting. Look, that's look, like your starting quarterback beat ranking 35th.
Look, listen.
Start.
Listen.
Wait a minute.
Listen.
If you're the highest, is he the highest paid goalie?
I don't know if he's the highest paid goalie.
Okay, he's not number 48.
But I would imagine he makes a lot of money as far as goalies are concerned.
You know what? If you're the 48th highest paid, you're Kendrick Nunn.
I mean, no, so no. I don't want him to be Kendrick Nunn. Don't do that.
I'm not. I know about as much about hockey as you do, but what I'm saying is
I'm a hockey expert.
Okay, what I'm saying is it's not like it can't get better, but I'm saying as right now.
Let's see.
48th out of 50.
Hold on. Let's see.
Basically, you know what we are. We are the Trailblazers, and we have a Hassan Whiteside.
According to goalhorn.com, he is the second highest paid goalie this season.
Right.
At $10 million.
Who's the highest?
Carey Price for the Montreal Canadiens at 10.5.
Where does he rank?
Hold on. Now you're asking for a lot of stats here. Hold on. Let's see. You got Carey Price. Let's go to save percentage. All right. We got that. Carey Price. Looking for him, Montreal. Oh, he's 14. I mean, not fan. You know, it's pretty.
But
good.
just think of when he does turn it around. Where?
Oh, update.
What?
Bobrovsky, 47th. Now he's he's tied for 47th, which technically still makes him 48th. It just depends because now they only have 49 qualifying goalies with him. At the same percentage.
So he's in the same boat because they only have 49 qualifying goalies.
Yes.
So he was 48th out of 50. Now he's 47th out of 49. So everybody moved up.
I don't like to look at it like that, and I don't like you.
It is look. It is what it is.
Listen, okay.
It is what it is.
Here's what Quinville has to say. All right, Quinville says he's been impressed by how Bobrovsky has conducted himself through the tough stretch. Quote, he's a quiet guy. How he goes about his business is unique, but he's got a good attitude. I think he has a good rapport with Robbie Tallis, our goalie coach, and Lou. All right. I didn't know that. Apparently he's getting some advice from Luongo, who's now in the organization.
Any of that is stop the puck?
Hold on. This is what he said. It goes, he's got a good rapport with Robbie Tallis and Lou in the organization as well. We have plenty of goalie know-how. I love goalie know-how. As coaches, we give the goalie coach the freedom to work with the goalies and have a relationship as well. Not knowing him any different than the way he is, it's a tough read. I think everyone has high expectations, and I think he's doing everything he can to be his best the next game or the next day.
Okay, that's fine. Like, there's nothing. Listen. Again, his stats, they are what they are.
Listen.
He's 47th out of 49, not me.
What about against the Rangers? He had the third period.
Stop picking.
Third period against the Rangers, he shut that ass down.
Seasons long.
Like 4 games ago, he had a shutout.
If it were any, you're the worst.
He's our guy.
You're the worst.
He's our guy.
Interview him again this week.
If
interviewing him tomorrow. I hope he has a good game tonight.
If he wasn't your guy, you'd be trashing him.
Listen, I don't like to talk about what are maybes, ifs, coulds. All I know is what is.
Wait a minute.
All I know is what is.
So, let me get this straight. The little whale call you made and the whale stuff, that's not an if. That's throwing it out there Tuesday. Isn't throwing it out there Tuesday if, maybe, hope so?
Look, did I hose down Barkov for winning an award and making a fleeting comment? Yes. Yes, I did.
You did. And then that's not the worst part of that. The worst part of that is if you didn't hear earlier, he set poor Zazzo up to go in there.
In the fox, right? I made him go in the foxhole.
Go in the foxhole. He's, come on in the foxhole. And then you snuck out of a trap door, left him in the foxhole by himself to have to be Deion Sanders. And backpedal, backtrack, take his word back. No. And then he used the Tobin line, which is even more incredible because I think you were talking in his ear when you said, tell him we're on the same page.
Yeah, great. Beautiful.
I feel like it was an important question.
Did you apologize?
For who?
Did you apologize to Zaslow?
No.
Why not?
Because it had to be asked. If Barkov.
Why didn't you ask it?
I wasn't the host. I didn't ask for Dale Talon on the show. If I was interviewing Dale Talon, of course I would have asked the question. If I would have interviewed Barkov, of course I would have asked the question.
Question. Darryl Talon is tough.
He's rough, right? Around the edges. He punches you right in the face.
And Zaslow, not we consider a street fighter by no stretch imagination.
He has a great respect for Dale Talon in hockey, and I don't really know Dale Talon's credentials as well, so I didn't know it was going to go that poorly. But it did.
I want you to confirm to me here, Dale, that Sasha Barkov, he's very happy here in South Florida. He made a little bit of crack at the Panther fans the other day at the awards show. So you can confirm.
No, you didn't pay attention. He just said there were more fans in that room,
okay.
Not the fans.
Okay.
Listen to what he said.
Okay. All right. I believe you. All right.
Don't jump to conclusions here.
All right. That's what I want. That's what I wanted to hear.
I expect more from you.
Okay. All right. That's fair. Okay. That's what I wanted to hear. All right. Because I love Barkov. I want to make sure he's here his whole career. Okay, so you're confirming.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, very good. Excellent. Dale, we're on the same page here, okay?
Yep, great. Right. Beautiful.
That's such a Tobin comment.
Let's get the headlines.
So you agree with me.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Texter writes in, sounds like Quinville is pissed they signed the wrong guy. Luongo would have been ranked higher. I mean, he was ranked higher last year. So was Reimer.
And he got benched a lot. He has time to turn around.
He's got the credentials. He carried Columbus to the second round last year.
I have a question.
You think he got
and
fat
this is cats? This think- is no. You say the guy works like crazy. So I'm not going to question I'm not going to ever question that. But early on in the year, I remember having the conversations about how he was getting screwed by his team's defense. Yeah. They're not giving him any help in front of the net.
Mm-hmm.
So are we going to take that into consideration now? Or are we just going to say, our goalie ranks 47th out of 49? Or are we going to acknowledge that he's not getting any defensive help?
No, he's talking about, like, he's definitely going to get the magnifying glass. So, like, when you're putting up four, you know, giving up four goals a game, it is what it is. But, yeah, they're not all going to be on him. But when you're the highest paid guy, obviously the scrutiny falls on you, doesn't it? Like, 50 goalies, you're 48. They can't all be on the defense.
I mean, dude, I'm going to tell you, when I watch hockey and the puck is shot, all I see is sticks flying, elbows, arms, and whatever, and the goalie mysteriously gloves it or blocks it, I'm like, wow, phenomenal. But if there's no distraction in front of the net and they just get free shots, like, I watch enough hockey to know that these guys are really good at that.
Look. All you guys need to know is he's working out on trampolines, and he's super flexible, and I love him. And he's got a cool voice, and he tells us funny stories.
In his defense, Texture chimes in.
Let's go, Panthers.
Right? Our back line has been garbage.
Also, Texture writes in, Ekblad, never mind.
Yep.
What do you got, Robbie? Sorry.
Just so you know, these headlines are brought to you by Yingling, a beer as bold as those who drink it. Tap into your inner eagle, Yingling. Spread your wings. Hoopsville, Pennsylvania, please drink responsibly.
Maybe Quinville and Bobrovsky don't have the same interests. That's why he's a quiet guy. Maybe they need to go bond over something, like, I don't know.
Ice fishing.
Ice
fishing.
Yeah. Bobrovsky says he doesn't ice fish. He says it's not his thing. Maybe they go watch Succession or something like that. You know, something on HBO. Silicon Valley.
Try to buy a Foxhole. That app.
Could you imagine those two guys hanging out?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll ask him tomorrow. You ever grab a brewski with Quinville?
I figure one guy drinks wine and the other guy's just drinking Jack.
You think
Bobrovsky is drinking wine, some of your finest wines, right?
Mm-hmm.
Quinville, straight Jack.
Yeah.
Give me a shot of Jack. They both got double, no ice.
I tell you what, they both got to be happier. Neither one of them has to be in an Arctic blast right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Although, maybe that's what he needs for hockey to actually be acknowledged, you know, a little blast.
All right, what do you got, Robbie? Sorry, man.
By the way, that Chilean guy in Silicon Valley, he's a rat bastard, that Chilean dude. Anyways, the Florida Panthers are back in action tonight. They're taking on the Philadelphia Flyers, 7 o'clock. The puck drops at the BB&T Center tonight. And remember yesterday when we were freaking out all show about Tua's injury and what it means for the Dolphins?
Yeah.
And, you know, long-term status. But apparently it's not similar to the Bo Jackson interview, and he should be recovered in 3 months.
Hey, add that to the knee and the ankle. We got a pattern.
I don't know. Man.
What are you talking about?
Medical red flag.
I don't know. Hey, man.
MRF.
I'm telling you right now. Second round. I'm not doing it. This franchise can't afford it.
Tua's future agent is planting that it's not a Bo Jackson injury so hard yesterday. Like,
Here's the other thing. I'm not even saying he's not going to be the best quarterback. Not saying that at all. What I'm saying is if you're the Dolphins and where you are, can you take that risk?
Did you hear Beasley's plan?
Look, the plan is fine.
No, but did you hear what Beasley's idea
was? Just not even take quarterback.
No.
What?
Opposite. He wants him to take Herbert and Tua.
I mean, you're getting Tua in the third round.
No. I'm not even. Stop. Stop.
Would you watch the games?
Stop. So, who cares if you can't protect either one of them because you have no talent around them? What are you going to do?
Made a fair point.
If I can't get a quarterback I want, next up, Chase Young.
Here's what Adam Beasley says. The Dolphins have made many bold moves this offseason to set themselves up for the future. If they truly want to give themselves their best chance at winning long term, here's the boldest suggestion yet. Do whatever is needed to draft both Herbert and Tua. It's within the realm of possibility now. They're not going to get the number one pick. Tua probably isn't going top five. take Herbert at three, and take Tua with Pittsburgh's pick.
No way.
No, redshirt no. Tua. Hold on.
No.
Redshirt Tua in 2020. If Herbert is great, go with him. If not, trade him, roll with Tua.
Nope.
You have Tua?
Nope. You, and Herb, so,
and Rosen.
Okay. Okay. Let me.
You want to process that?
No, there's nothing to process.
You sure?
I'm getting ready to get medieval on them.
Whoa.
Let me explain something to you, okay? About these kooks.
You gonna scissor kick him in the head?
I'm all over him. Chip, I'm all hopped up on Mountain Dew.
There you go. Chip, I'm all hopped up on Mountain Dew.
That's right. Here's the problem with that, okay? It's not a situation where all you need is a quarterback, right? So if you draft two guys and it could work out great in the future, okay, that means you chose not to pick a player that could help your team now. That's shame on you. Shame on you. While you play quarterback games, because you know at some point, even if they both work out, at some point you're going to screw that up. Because you always do when you have two quarterbacks. Now, I'll say this to you. How many people in the league right now, of the quarterbacks that have played 5 years or less, really have their guy?
All right, let me get this. Let me get the list up.
I think Colin Cowherd had a stat yesterday where out of the top 10 highest paid quarterbacks, only one of them was drafted in the top 10.
Right. Right. But like, why do we do this? The stats, the numbers, all of history is with us. Yet we still come up with the asinine idea that we have to get a quarterback number one or in the top five. Go look at the quarterbacks in the league.
Well, in this case, you're not getting
idiots.
Number one. You get two of them.
Which makes it even worse.
Two of them. One of them's got to work out 50-50. Got anything else, Robbie, before we hit the break?
50-50?
50-50.
I'm going to give you 50-50 right now. Right? Who's the best of these two quarterbacks? The quarterback with the Rams and Jared Goff and the quarterback in Philly.
I'm a Wentz guy.
Carson Wentz. Robbie?
I take Wentz before Goff.
Okay, but are they the franchise guys? Do you know? Because neither team is really winning.
At one point, you thought Wentz was when he was an MVP.
Okay, at one point, you thought.
You got hurt.
At one point, you thought.
There's confidence issues.
How many times did you think Ryan Tannehill was turning the corner?
Oh,
stop.
Jesus.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, stop it with this.
You can text the show at 67974. Mary Kay Cabot from Cleveland.com is going to join us at the top of next hour. We'll talk a little Dolphins.
Here's another.
With him.
It's simple. Draft two quarterbacks, hold one hostage for the entire draft because someone wants one of them. King's ransom. No. Dude, here.
King's ransom.
You know who gets a king's ransom? New England. You know who doesn't? The teams that make bad decisions. They're like, that's how you ended up with Josh Rosen for a second round pick. Because bad organizations making deals with other bad organizations.
What would you rather have?
It's more like a Joker's ransom.
What would you rather have? All right. Would you rather have take two quarterbacks in the first round or two linemen?
I mean, I'd rather take two linemen.
Wait.
Look. At least both of them are going to play at the same
this
time.
This might be one of the funniest lines ever. Let's take two of them.
Leroy.
All offensive lines that are built takes a period of time. You can't just put five first-round picks together and it's going to work right away. Offensive lines don't work like that. They've never worked like that. Check the history of
You can text the show 67974. Text on the ticket are driven by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota. This texter probably has it right when he says, football didn't kill Leroy. Tobin will. Perhaps.
Well, that day.
I killed our FCC license. That's what happened that day. If you guys are just tuning in, Monday Night Football last night, not fantastic. Second, the first half was rough. Second half got a little action going. Ugly field yesterday, high altitude. Phillip Rivers throwing turnovers all over the place. But the Chiefs got the best of the Chargers, 24-17. A little frosty afterwards with Anthony Lynn and Phillip Rivers, eh? Like, it was kind of, you know, he's calling out his veteran quarterback. There's some contract issues and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, it kind of feels like it might be getting a little frosty between those two.
Yeah, I think they're all seven of their losses are by seven or fewer.
Yeah, well, that's
that's Phillip Rivers.
That's how Phillip Rivers loses. Everybody knows. This is the long running joke. The truth joke that just rolls. He always loses by 6 points on one possession. It always happens.
A minute and a half, no timeouts.
it's one of the great sports mysteries of our time. Is how he's gone left. You got 90 seconds and down a score. Phillip Rivers, have at it. And inevitably he'll win some or he'll throw some interceptions late. That's what's gonna happen. But, yeah, I don't know, man. It's one of those. Can you give me last night, can you get me the call from Joe Tess? Joe Tessitore, he's calling the last play of Monday Night Football. They're on the final drive, and Phillip Rivers inevitably does what Phillip Rivers does, which is late in the game, down to score, he throws an untimely turnover.
Tries that under move. Rivers steps up to the end zone. Oh, no! Intercepted by Sorensen. Fourth interception thrown by Rivers. And Chiefs Kingdom can celebrate.
Oh, no.
We got another oh, no guy?
He's actually doing an oh, no for, like, you know.
Well, he's in an appropriate spot.
Right.
He's inappropriate, but he felt terrible for Phillip Rivers. It's like it's almost like Joe Tess knows how often Phillip Rivers loses one-score games.
That's what I was just getting ready to say. Like, we're familiar with this with the Panthers, 5 points out.
Yep.
But Phillip Rivers, every game of his life, has been 5, 6, or 7 points down with a final drive. His whole career.
Yep. Texter writes in, that turf sucked yesterday. Yeah, I don't – you know what?
They made a big deal about it being great. Everybody was slipping.
Let's have a rule at NFL. How about no international games on real grass anymore, huh?
Why?
They just don't seem like they do it right.
They planted that grass in June.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about NFL, like, inspected the grass, and they said it was fine.
They made sure not to have concerts this year.
I will say this. The people they sent over there, are they putting cleats on and getting...
I don't know. Are these the same dum-dums that inspected that Hall of Fame field when it was turned into an ice rink?
Oh.
they're sliding all over the place. It's a paint slip and slide.
Oh.
Like why does this keep happening?
You figure this is a multi-billion-dollar business?
Yeah.
That something as trivial as the field should always be top-notch.
100%.
Right?
100%.
I agree.
And somehow it's always a thing. It's always a thing. So.
Well, just imagine. Like, at least you don't have... We used to have to play on the baseball field. So, like, yeah.
That's it. There's no more of those anymore. That's
nope. Yeah, Oakland was the last one, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was this year. Yep.
And now, was Vegas open to that? Is that going to be done next year? Supposedly?
Yeah. We were there.
I know, but it didn't.
I mean, Oakland, they do have an insurance lease if Vegas stadium is not ready.
Dude, that stadium.
It looked huge. It didn't look like it was going to be ready for play next year.
In a year?
Yeah.
The frame is up. That's all you need.
Is that MLS thing? Because the MLS draft is tonight, the expansion draft. Where's the stadium? Is it done? Have they shipped it in yet?
Shipped it in?
Yeah, because they were building it off-site. Yeah, soccer.
What is a modular home?
Yeah, it's like, you know, you'll have it like a really wide load on the highway. Somebody will be driving behind the Panther.
Oh, by the way, those suck.
Oh, yeah, I don't trust them.
Those suck. It takes up a lane and a half, and then you have a truck... A little truck behind it with the flag, and
Yeah, I don't. What are you gonna do, sir, with your little flag? You gonna stop that? If you haven't tied that house on the right way, you're done. And also,
why are we shipping houses? There's got to be a better way.
Airlift?
No, you can.
Boat?
Just call Manny Diaz.
Speaking of which. Can I get a little bit of Manny Diaz yesterday, Robbie? Apparently we have learned, and maybe Dan Enos too, and a long experiment has come to an end, and that is Tate Martell. Tate Martell has decided wide receiver, not for him. He is now focusing long term on quarterback. Quarterback is what he wants to play. That's what he is. And he is going to play QB for, I guess, either the Canes or somebody else.
He ain't going nowhere.
Here's Manny Diaz.
His plan and our plan for him is to play quarterback. It was really letting him dictate, you know, because receiver was his idea at the beginning. That was not something we pushed on to him. And going to quarterback was, you know, is what he felt like he wanted to transition back to. We were fine with that, too.
Would you like me to break that down for you in football talk?
Yes, I would.
He tried the receiver thing. He wasn't any good at it. He realizes that he's limited at quarterback because he can't really throw, right? So he's just going to ride out his college career.
Maybe go to FIU.
No, he's not going anywhere else.
Yeah, because
where else is he going to play quarterback?
He's not going to get another waiver, is he?
No, I mean,
who
knows? He's not going to. Who cares?
I mean, he could transfer again, but he'd have to sit out a year. He's not going to get the.
Who cares?
You don't.
Wait. Like, we're overlooking one fact.
Sure.
Can't pass.
He can't play quarterback.
Somebody will be into playing him, right?
No.
Nobody?
No. Really? Who?
You know, like a Bethune.
He can't make it in Bethune. He could run the triple option.
FAMU's quarterback's white. There's a big story in it at ESPN.
He's mixed.
No, he's white. I think he looks like sunshine.
What is it? So now every white quarterback has to be sunshine.
Oh, he's definitely called sunshine.
You know they call him sunshine. You know they call him sunshine. Wait.
Oh, well, he looks like a little.
Whoa!
He kind of looks like homeless sunshine.
Whoa!
Yep. Ryan Stanley.
Where's he from? He can't be from.
I mean, he looks like from Lou Headleyville.
Yep. He got to be. Where is he from?
Let me see. Ryan Stanley. He's from Pembroke Pines.
Really?
Yep. Yep, Pembroke Pines. Yep, he is. He's rocking it, man. Good for him. What about Dan Enos? Can I get "Where's Dan" on Tate Martell and where he thinks this whole thing is going for him? Because look, man, we were very hyped up about this. I'm not gonna lie, I was excited about Tate Martell, and he's very excited about himself because he's big with the hype videos. And,
yeah,
you know. But I don't know where this goes from here.
Tate has had, you know, some issues here and there and things of that nature that he's been going through, and we're obviously here to support him. And you know, we had a package last week that was ready for him to, and we didn't just get to it. You know, it wasn't anything that he did or didn't do, but certainly, again, I think Tate's a guy now that he's kind of settled into where he's going to be. He's kind of had a little bit of a roller coaster situation about positions and things like that. And again, but he's been a guy the last couple of weeks has practiced really hard and been really diligent about his preparation. And, you know, again, I think that we'll always have some things in there that we can do with him. And it'll be kind of how the flow of the game goes. And if we think we need to do it, we'll use it. If not, just continue to work it. Thank you.
Wait, they had a package last week. They didn't play last week.
Okay. Listen, wise ass.
Listen.
We can assume he meant the last game. Okay? Do we have to, like, take it? Now you want to take it literally.
Maybe they're tricking him.
As long as I've known you, you've been reading between the lines. Now you're taking something somebody says literally?
And a blowout. You didn't get into the game.
Right. Wait, hold on. Martell's awaits a scholarship. I'm going to tell you like this. Most of the scholarships are wasted.
Yeah, that's a
right?
fair point.
You only have a handful of guys. You got 95 scholarships. There ain't 95 dudes that play.
Okay, but let's think this out though, for Tate Martell. Like, it's just a numbers game, right? Like, he's a redshirt sophomore. Coase is a redshirt sophomore. And Jaron's a redshirt freshman. Like, what is he waiting out here?
I mean, Jaron can go pro after next year.
All right, but, like, what does the leap have to be for us to think that Jaron Williams is going to be an NFL quarterback, right? Like, he looks fantastic. I guess it's not out of the realm of possibility, but nobody looks at Jaron Williams and thinks, oh, yeah, that guy looks like an NFL prospect yet. We're not there yet, right?
Well, I think he's starting to make strides toward that, and he doesn't have to be fully ready to declare. We've seen a lot of Canes players leave maybe a year or two early.
Yeah,
before
poor decisions by them, though.
It's fair, but draft is a draft. I mean, and nowadays you just got to get to your second contract now. Just get if you get in the sixth round, it doesn't matter. It's a new era.
It's a new wave. Welcome back, everybody. We got Dolphins Browns this week. The Browns don't have Myles Garrett. We will talk to Cleveland.com's Mary Kay Cabot coming up in about 20 minutes. She first started covering the Browns in Leroy's rookie year.
Her first year was Bill's first year.
Oh, Bill's first year, excuse me.
So that was so her second year.
Second year.
But yeah. Yeah, man. So, like, she could probably tell you, like, you know how I was telling you last year, I wonder how Jarvis Landry was going to be able to handle going to the Browns and not have 100 catches.
Yep.
Well, she was there with Andre Rison and how that conversation, you know, how difficult that was.
It is pretty crazy that this year has unraveled the way that it has for the Browns, but it also is, like, not surprising because it is the Browns. Like, they are just a colder version of the Dolphins where it just feels like bad stuff follows them.
It's not a matter of that, though. Like, everybody's looking at them differently and did before the season started, before they played a game. And sometimes with certain organizations, you just got to wait and actually say, you know what, it's been a while since we've seen it, let's just wait until we see it. But we don't do that.
And it's been an organization. I mean, like, they're supremely thirsty to get victories again. It's been forever.
I get it, but it's moments like this where you have to be, like, extremely careful as to not, you know, make these assumptions on what a team's going to be when you've never seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we in sports, we take so many blind, you know, leaps of faith. You know, we do it with draft picks. We do it with, like, for example, we got Dolphins fans doing it now with quarterbacks. We did it with Tua.
Yep.
Right?
Oh, those good times.
Right.
I wish that guy was healthy.
Now it's Burrow. Up, on to the next guy. He's our savior. When we have the facts of all these circumstances to show that, hey, if you have a top five quarterback, it doesn't mean success. It just makes you feel better that you think you're going to get it. But go look at how many top five quarterbacks have won the Super Bowl in the last 20 years. One? That's Peyton Manning.
Yep.
That's it. All the other ones were not top five picks. And knowing that and having that information with you,
mm-hmm.
we still have to have a top five pick, even when the statistics of the league prove otherwise.
Yeah, I'm looking right now, like, at passing yards this year. Do you want to go passing yards or do you want to go rating? What do you want to do?
What do you mean?
For, like, just going over quarterbacks.
It don't matter. I don't care.
Dak Prescott, he was, what, a thirder? Third rounder?
Yep. Four, a quad.
Fourth rounder. Yep.
And Phillip Rivers, he was top five, but that was 15 years ago.
Right.
Jameis Winston, he's top.
Wait, you just went. Hold on. Time out.
What?
You just picked number one and two in interceptions.
Yeah, but they're also number two. They're number two and three in yards.
It doesn't matter.
I asked you what you wanted me to go by. You said passing yards is fine.
You might ought to throw the caveat in there, but these guys are throwing interceptions at a Hall of Fame clip.
I mean, you know what? I asked you what you wanted
me
to go
keep
by.
Keep going down that list.
And I went with you said passing yards is fine. Okay. And then I go, and the first two guys, you're like, yeah, but look at all their interceptions. What do you want me to do? Patrick Mahomes, not top five.
Right.
All right. You got Jared Goff. He's fifth.
He was one. Yep.
He's 11-10 this season. 11 touchdowns, 10 interceptions.
Okay.
Everybody thinks he's kind of a boob.
Okay.
You had Kirk Cousins. He was a second rounder.
No, was it second or third?
No,
second.
I think he might have been fourth because it was the same.
Was he?
He was the same year of RG3. Remember, they drafted two quarterbacks.
He drafted two quarterbacks. He had his receiver Shaman. Yeah, but you know what? That ended up working out for them. I mean, he quarterbacked for them for a long time. It was a pretty savvy move by them. So
fourth round, though, is not first
not
round.
Two picks in the first round.
But Beasley said bold. And that's bold. I mean, it's not bold doing a first round pick and a fourth round pick. That's just regular.
Right. Okay. You know? Bold was signing.
They don't call them bold bees for nothing.
Bees drinks a lot of Yingling. Beer is bold for those who drink it.
He spreads his wings.
Taps into his inner eagle.
We have Russell Wilson. No. Tom Brady, no. Aaron Rodgers, no. Kyler Murray, yes. He's 10th.
Okay.
He has 14 touchdowns, 5 interceptions.
Okay.
Matt Ryan, yes.
Okay.
Deshaun Watson, yes. Right?
Top five, no. Not top five pick, no.
No.
He was 12.
Stafford, yes. Derek Carr.
Stafford's not even playing.
Derek Carr was second round.
Well, now he's not. He has broken back.
Derek Carr was second round.
Garoppolo, no.
Nope.
Baker Mayfield, yay. Gardner Minshew, definitely not.
Okay, so you get my point.
I get your point.
Like, why are we so caught up in when you have all the statistics?
It's supposed to be the year, hold on.
You have all the statistics of football. Not opinions, not hearsay, not what people think. The facts of football. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So you would want to have the number one pick at quarterback win.
Yeah.
If your goal is to win the Super Bowl, there's only been one quarterback that's been a top five pick that has won the Super Bowl in how many years? Knowing that, you still want a top five pick if the goal is to win the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Ugh. Oh, boy.
You ready to talk to Mary Kay?
Sure.
We'll get your headlines. We'll talk to Mary Kay Cabot. Talk a little Dolphins-Browns with her. Get the whole thing that's going down with Myles Garrett. All the reaction they're dealing with up there. That's next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.